Hey, this episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by Pharos IQ. In 2024, you're facing tougher pipeline challenges than ever in B2B marketing. That's reduced budgets, tighter resources, and fewer active buyers. Yet, the CEO wants the growth goals to remain the same. Pharos IQ leverages down funnel intent signals along with targeted demand solutions to help you build your pipeline efficiently. They help B2B marketing leaders reach their ideal buyers and generate leads that actually convert for businesses of all sizes. Generating leads is easy. Generating leads that convert is what separates Pharos IQ from the competition. You can check them out now at pharosiq.com/exit5 and book a meeting with their team if you're interested. Plus, they're sending out a bunch of free memberships to Exit 5. So if you're not already a member, go check them out. pharosiq.com/exit5. They'll hook you up with an Exit 5 membership. Talk to their team, learn more about the product. That's pharosiq.com, pharosiq.com/exit5. One word. All right. See ya.
Hey, what's up? This is Dave Gerhart, and you're listening to DGMG Radio.
Okay, what's up, DGMG Radio? We're back. It's called DGMG Radio now. I'm out for a walk, and today was actually the day that I put out the announcement, Monday, December 13th, that I put out the announcement that I'm going full-time work for myself, working on DGMG. DGMG is my marketing, education, and consulting business. So I got all the stuff happening, and it's all up on my website, davegerhart.com. One of the reasons that I wanted to do this is just to point out some of the resources on my site. I'm going to be putting more there publicly for people, not like taking away content that's behind the membership paywall, but obviously as a marketing person, like the more content that I do have out on the web will bring in more people. And the reason I'm doing this podcast is like, I love this format and I think this can be the best like top of the funnel to get people to my website and check out all the other stuff. So if you go to my website, it's davegerhart.com, there's a tab there that's resources. And there's a bunch of things that are, I think, underused that are there. So I have my blog. I'm starting to put more content on the blog. There's a section for marketing examples. I've been keeping a public swipe file of emails, landing pages, videos. George helps me out with a bunch of my DGMG stuff. And basically, like anytime I see something interesting, either in the DGMG community or just on my own on social, I try to remember, I send it to George and we add it to the website. And so there's a public swipe file that's up on the site. There's also the DGMG job board. 2 months ago, there was as many as 300 open roles. That basically, when I talk about open roles, it's roles that have been posted within the last 30 days because jobs stay up for 30 days. Right now, there was like, I think there's 113 jobs. And so if you're a marketing person looking for your next marketing job, it's a great place to go. But it's also a great place to post your jobs for your company if you're hiring. Like, it's not magic. You don't just post a job on DGMG and magically get the dream candidate. But it's another piece in the distribution puzzle. Like, recruiting, just like marketing, is about having a funnel. You have to promote your message and get it out there. And so it can't hurt to post your jobs on your B2B marketing jobs on the job board, dgmgjobs.com, because it's free to do it. And there's also some other options for like to get your listing promoted. But I just like seeing what companies are hiring. And it's cool to see like the notification emails. Like today, there's 2 new jobs from Workable. There's new jobs every day. So check it out. I also have, you can get your DGMG membership there. So now I offer the membership includes access to the Facebook community and DGMG University. So Facebook community is like, if you work in B2B marketing, you want to be in there because it's a group of peers, people sharing ideas, recommendations. And I'm in the group a lot and I try to really enforce. It's like, it can be stressful just dealing with the online community. But I think it's valuable because the more that I try to like, hey, this comment was invaluable, can you add more? Or like today somebody posted like something that they had also just posted on LinkedIn. I'm like, no, don't post that in here. I don't want this to just become like another content distribution place. I want it to be like a place for discussion where people can be like, hey, has anybody worked with this vendor before? Oh yeah, they're a piece of shit. I think it's really valuable. And so that's a community, or like people will send me, it's amazing. They'll send me like anonymous questions like, hey, I'm making $150,000 a year, but I think that I could be making this. If I make this jump, can you post this anonymous question for me? It's cool. So you can get access to that. And you also get like DGMG University, which is my library of ongoing marketing content. So I have everything, pretty much everything I've ever done is now in there. My laws of copywriting course is in there. 50 other videos. There's templates for setting marketing goals, for campaign planning, for budgeting, for marketing career progression, for how to run your team. It's really helpful. And I have tried to add like templates and resources from people other than me that are kind enough to let me put those things in there. So it's an ongoing place where there's months that I add one or two things and there's months that I add a ton of things. But it's been I think it can be like, if it's something that you might Google, go there first, because you'll find probably like a highly curated template or resource that you can use. And if there's something there that's not in there that you want, leave a comment on a video in there and you can say, hey, I'd also love to see something like this. That's really helpful. And then the last thing that I have up under the resources section, I think, is my new B2B Marketing Accelerator course. This is 8 hours of 1 hour video. So it's eight hours of video, a full deep dive into everything. A lot of people have asked for like my playbook, and it's just too hard to put a playbook into like a set of 10 slides and say, this is my playbook, because there's so much nuance in it. But this is 8 hours of like a deep dive on product marketing, a deep dive on demand gen and marketing ops, a deep dive on PR and comms and creative, a deep dive on marketing team structure and hiring and setting goals and managing up. I've heard the early feedback is that it's been super, super useful. And so you can sign up for that. That's the one that's not included in the DGMG membership. Anyway, not to like plug all this stuff, but I wanted to explain it for new people. That's all up on my site. And just staying on top of my weekly emails, and you're on my email list. Anyway, okay, so let's give you something actually actionable today versus me just promoting all my stuff. Funny today, though, today was my announcement. I had like 300 people join the email list today. It's the most website traffic I've had. So if only you could make an announcement pop like this all the time, then you wouldn't have to like actively try to grow the business. But the one actionable thing, tip that I wanted to share today in this quick episode is about your tagline. And so many people, so many startups get obsessed with like, you know, what's our one-liner? And when I think of the one-liner, I think of like, what's your homepage headline, right? That's the most actionable version of a one-liner today. It's like, that's how people buy, they go to, and or this could be like your LinkedIn bio, Twitter bio, Instagram bio as a company. Like, what's that one-liner? When they go to your homepage, social media profiles, what's in your email signature? What's the one-line explanation of the company? And I think people try to do too much with this, to be honest with you. And you can tell when a company has had too much feedback or they're trying to like appeal to six different audiences, because you have to remember that the goal of your headline, the goal or developing that company tagline, is not to, in 10 words, explain every single thing somebody needs to know about your product and your business. It's to get the right people to nod along and ideally stop in their tracks and say, huh, interesting, tell me more. And then they keep scrolling your website page or scroll through your social media. Like, this is your one-liner. Hey, we do this problem. For example, you're a golfer and you want to increase your swing speed so you can hit the ball farther next year, right? If I have a company that is called like Dave's Golf, add 20 miles an hour to your golf swing in 6 months, right? If you're not interested in golf and adding 20 miles an hour to your swing, then that's not relevant to you. So it doesn't matter. But if it is, it doesn't explain how I can do it and why and why all that matters. But that headline stops me and says, yes, I understand enough about what you do in that one sentence, and I'm willing to continue to read more. Started working with one company already on their website and story and stuff and positioning. And, you know, I see it time and time again, which is the headline on the website tries to appeal to everybody inside of the company, when it's like, no, the point is to have a simple, clear statement that explains who you are and what you do and earns you the right to continue the conversation. It's like the copywriting advice that I give a lot, which is first line, second line, which is, hey, what's the goal of the first line of your copy? The goal of the first line of your copy is to get somebody to read the second line. What's the goal of the second line of your copy? And by copy, I mean like email, landing page, website, whatever. The goal is to get them to read the third. And that's how I feel about the company tagline and the one-liner. The goal of the one-liner for your company is to get the right people to say, interesting, okay, how do you do that? And it has to be simple, because if it's not simple, it's not memorable. And if the people inside of your company can't remember it and recite it, then there's no way that people on the outside. So just, I know there's a lot of gurus and frameworks and positioning docs and templates, but like, you don't have to have this like perfect textbook one-liner. The goal of your company headline one-liner should just in a simple way explain who you are, what you do. Ship that, make a decision on it, like get that out in the market, start using it, start having everybody in your company say it. Like, and I've also found that there's oftentimes like, you have to remember there's often like two or three right ways. Probably there's actually more than that. And so ultimately it's about, yeah, there's five different ways you could have written that headline, but let's pick one and let's go. And let's align everything around this message. So keep it simple. Okay. As a quick update on what's going on all on my website and just a little piece of marketing knowledge on my walk this evening with my pal Daisy. That's the golden doodle. And check out everything on my site, davegerhart.com. And I'll be back with more DGMG Radio soon.
Hey, so I created Exit 5 to help you build a successful career in B2B marketing. First, it started off as my private podcast on Patreon, and many of you who listen to this today probably are OGs and remember that. I was talking about my lessons and learnings going from PR intern to CMO. Then it morphed into a Facebook group and quickly became one of the top resources for marketers in B2B SaaS. Today, this is a full-blown company. We have three full-time employees and ambitions to grow the team and keep building and hire more people this year. And we're investing in everything that's working, which right now is everything. It's amazing. We're making a big update to our community. We're doubling down on this podcast to serve the 5,000 people that listen every week. We're investing in our newsletter and written content to help the 16,000 people that get our emails. We're even hosting our first in-person event in September. We're building Exit 5 to help you grow your career in B2B marketing, because really there's no school for B2B marketing. You can't get a degree in how to build pipeline, and there isn't a playbook for how to get promoted in your career. And that's why I'm telling you right now to go and join the Exit 5 community. Go to exit5.com. You can click join right there. There's a free 7-day trial. So if you're listening to this podcast, if you are one of those 5,000 people that listen to this podcast every single week and you have not joined our community yet, go and do that. At least go and check out the 7-day free trial. You'll sign up, you'll put your credit card in, but we don't bill you until 7 days. It's a 7-day free trial. And this is really Dave. We really do all of this. I want to build a company that is customer friendly. And that means that if you sign up and 2 weeks into this thing, you realize it's not for you, you can email us and cancel. But I want you to go check it out. It's a 7-day free trial. Go to exit5.com. You can get in our community and you'll see why it's so much more than just a discussion forum. Exit 5 is a B2B marketing resource that's there for you when you need it the most. When your boss comes to you and says, hey, we need you to come up with an ABM strategy for this year and you've never done that before, you go to Exit 5 and you ask that question, or you go and search the hundreds of posts before you. When you want to look for a new job, but you're not ready to post about it on LinkedIn yet, you can quietly browse for open roles and see who's hiring inside of Exit 5. Or maybe you need to build a peer group of other people in your job function, but LinkedIn is too broad to dig through. You can find out who else works in product marketing in your niche, or who else is a director in the $1 million to $10 million company range. You can do that inside of Exit 5. Maybe you want freelance. Maybe you need to make a video in a pinch and you need recommendations for a freelance videographer that can work on your next product launch video, and they're located in the US and within your range of budget. That is why we built Exit 5, and that's what you can go in there and do. So go and check it out, exit5.com, start a free trial, and we'll see you inside of the community. Hey, this episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by Pharos IQ. In 2024, you're facing tougher pipeline challenges than ever in B2B marketing. That's reduced budgets, tighter resources, and fewer active buyers. Yet, the CEO wants the growth goals to remain the same. Pharos IQ leverages down funnel intent signals along with targeted demand solutions to help you build your pipeline efficiently. They help B2B marketing leaders reach their ideal buyers and generate leads that actually convert for businesses of all sizes. Generating leads is easy. Generating leads that convert is what separates Pharos IQ from the competition. You can check them out now at pharosiq.com/exit5 and book a meeting with their team if you're interested. Plus, they're sending out a bunch of free memberships to Exit 5. So if you're not already a member, go check them out. pharosiq.com/exit5. They'll hook you up with an Exit 5 membership. Talk to their team, learn more about the product. That's pharosiq.com, pharosiq.com/exit5. One word. All right. See ya.